Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with your evening edition. East Coasters, you're in traffic. We got you. West Coast, you got a couple of hours before you get out, but at least you'll have another one straight out the oven. Coming straight from the breaking news category, Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin back in the headlines. This time being a bit more specific about that split. 57.5 is going to Canelo, the A side. Well, Triple G gets 42.5. I will say this, that's extremely high for a B side. We were just talking B side splits, percentages, and the fact that Wilder isn't getting shit on the back end. Shout out to Triple G for holding, you know, I guess sticking tough to his negotiation tactics and I'm sure increasing his pay just a little bit.
I'm never use no medicals.
No, I know you don't,
brother. I like clean sport.
Of course.
Dolla DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
He know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
OMG. I am so excited.
Yes, hipsters here. Haters beware. And, I mean, it was, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago? It seemed like all doom and gloom for boxing. We weren't going to get Triple G Canelo. We weren't going to get Joshua Wilder. In the span of, what, 24 hours, we now have most likely both fights happening this year. 2018 looks like it's definitely going to shape up to be a memorable second half. And this 52.5% split for Triple G, man, Triple G just got the bag. So he has a 24-hour deadline, according to Dan Rayfield. By way of Eric Gomez of Golden Boy, saying this is the final offer. This is it. 24 hours, and Triple G can probably accept the biggest purse of his lifetime. So get hyped. It is what it is. Call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Let's go.
DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he was going to beat me. He got so much.
Why isn't Wilder sold out like this, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on the A-side.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Yeah, we look like, were we going to get a super fight this year at all? But in the space of like 24 hours, we've had offers accepted for Wilder, and now we've got a final offer for Canelo to accept, for Triple G to accept. I'm sorry. I think well played, Triple G. I think you've done a good job on this, sticking firm. And I think you're the old 50-50. I'm holding out for 50-50 has worked again. But yeah, let's chop it out. Let's talk over to casual.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I said fuck you.
Stay focused. Stay working my day.
I said fuck you.
Yes, I got on my Canelo Triple G shirt. I saw the fight 2 part 1 live and on television. Canelo versus Golovkin, the biggest fight in boxing last year since Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao. Let's just talk about it. Moral of the story, right? Stick to your guns, stick to your beliefs, stick to your worth. Congratulations to Canelo. Congratulations to Golovkin. We got a fight. Let's go.
Definitely. I guess it's the week of the A side to send a final offer. We've seen it done with Deontay accepting his last offer he'd been sitting on for 4 weeks. And now Golden Boy and Eric Gomez, the vice president, come out and say that they're sending their final offer. Look, I'm not even going to harp on this too much. I'm pretty sure Triple G is going to accept this, especially with Tom Lawfer, the promoter of K2, seeing how close we are to a AJ and Deontay Wilder fight. You don't want to be the second pay-per-view. You were that already to Mayweather-McGregor. You want to get a head start on things. Start promoting. Let the world know what's going on. You want to put all this BS to bed. Canelo doesn't need any more of this negative publicity, especially after the clenbuterol incident. Things should be going smoothly. I'm hoping this secondary offer is that. I'm hoping that we'll be doing our third live fight chat for Gennady and Canelo. Can't say for what is the biggest fight of the year anymore. If you know,
definitely one of them.
I'm hoping. I would say the biggest middleweight fight of the year.
Or the biggest U.S. fight of the year.
Biggest U.S. fight of the year, exactly.
The other fight's going to be in the U.K.
And it's a big event as well. It's,
what about the biggest bluff of the year? All that one? Talk about we're going to fight Daniel Jacobs, Triple G can move on. Triple G drops a belt and still gets a better percentage. Ow.
And let's put it this way. Let's put it this way also. That he was going to get 35% in the rematch. That's not what he got in the first fight. We don't know what he got in the first fight in terms of split.
I would say 35.
But he was contractually going to get 35% in the rematch. So it's safe to say that he probably got less than that in the first fight. Just assumption, pure assumption here. But he got now almost 8% more than that rematch contract.
I read an article just doing research on like big fight percentage splits. And the biggest fight, as I mentioned, Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao, it was 60-40 split. But after all said and done, even though they gave us percentage numbers, after all said and done, when all the accounting was done, both men walked away with more than the amount of money that they have ever experienced in boxing, period. That's so
money, man. That pay-per-view money is serious.
Right. So we don't know what, you know, Canelo really walks away with or Gennady really walks away with when they announce purses. But in the end, when the accounting is done and you made 42.5%, I'm sure it's way above the scale rate that you've been making as
a Of course. And this is going to be a career high payday probably combined. Like the rematch is going to be bigger than the first one, I think. This is a bigger split than I think he even imagined he was going to get. He's getting the bag right now. Triple G has to accept this.
I wouldn't use the word imagine, Matt. See, just a week ago, you were saying they don't take 50% serious. They took something serious to say, "Yo, all right, we're going to go up 7.5%.
I think it's what Ness said about the publicity. I think they were worried about another black eye for Canelo's career.
If they would have fought a Charlo or if they would have fought Charlo, Jamal Charlo, or if they would have fought Daniel Jacobs or Saunders, I don't think he earns a black eye.
For the hardcores, no. But for the casuals, I don't know.
For the casuals, yeah. For the people that, come on, not everybody knows who Jacobs
is. You're no longer a casual.
Yeah, but the casual is not going to then follow your career. You know what I'm saying? There's people I spoke to about boxing today and on Sunday who did not know who Terrence Crawford is, but they knew AJ should be fighting Wilder next.
You also know Canelo, I bet.
I didn't even get into that, but they knew who AJ was, and I was surprised they did not know Terrence Crawford. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I'm not surprised by that at all. And I'll say this, that Canelo, in the casual mindset, Canelo having a clenbuterol suspension and then not making the rematch with Triple G, that's all sorts of suspect.
Yeah.
Like Nez touched on, do you think yesterday's news with Wilder agreeing terms and this Wilder Joshua fight getting closer? Yeah, do you think that maybe forced their hand a little?
Domino effect for sure.
Yeah, I would say it's a strategic move, different pitcher and strategy. I think it was always bound to happen, but there's games between it not happening and happening, and it's for us to follow. And we did a hell of a good job following the hype. It was bound to happen. It was going to happen. There was no such thing as other things.
I'm going to say, look, if they're doing 57.5, 42.5, I feel like they had to come to Gennady with a 60-40, and he said no. That's a bit crazy. Like, that's a bit crazy. You saying no to 40%?
Yo, that's a good way to put it. You're saying no to Canelo. I mean, not Canelo. I'm sorry. Mayweather Pacquiao was 60-40. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what happened at the end after all and said and done. But, yeah, man, the guy stuck to his guns, and he got 42%. I actually was doing the opposite. I was like, he wanted 50, and they negotiated down to 42. You're saying he wanted, they wanted 40, and he negotiated 2.5 more, which is good. I think that is his level of attraction in this fight, 42.5%.
Well, very quickly, hold on, Ness. Just to add some factual information here. The last split offer we heard was from Tom Loffer, and that was a 55-45 split. That was the last offer they sent back when the first sort of broke down and negotiations happened, 3 weeks ago? That was the last number we heard till this one.
Yeah, it was dead, and then they
45 is high. I can see why they said no.
Oh, well, let's make this clear now. Let's make this clear. This is not solidified deal. This is like, yo, this is our final offer. Is that right?
Yes. The final offer. Golden Boy President Eric Gomez told ESPN that the company issued Gennady Golovkin and the promoter Tom Loffer an improved offer, and he has until 12 o'clock match time, which is West Coast Pacific Standard, on Wednesday to accept the offer for the HBO pay-per-view main event for September 15th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, or walk away from perhaps the biggest money fight in boxing. Gomez said that the final offer is obviously 57.5 to Gennady's 42.5 split in Alvarez's favor. And if he doesn't accept it, he will continue working and finalizing a deal for Alvarez to face secondary middleweight titleist Daniel Jacobs on September 15 instead. Now, Daniel Jacobs also had some news released today, which me and Rob were going to attend to while the babies were asleep, but we decided to wait. But he is being offered an IBF vacant title shot versus stablemate. And by stablemate, I mean someone who trains alongside him and is trained by the same exact trainer as himself in Andre Rozier. Now, obviously, this stablemate is also a stablemate in terms of being managed by the same person. So the manager took it upon himself to say that he spoke to both fighters and they have already agreed to fighting each other and understand that they cannot split. Trainers, I'm assuming Rozier is going to go with his quote-unquote nephew and stay with Jacobs, who should be the A-side, should get the win, is more notable, more of a commodity franchise. It would only be right for the big-name trainer to stay with the big-name fighter. But I'd say all that to say this. Daniel Jacobs has his own negotiation power now himself. He can also say, give me a better split or I'll go fight for the vacant title and see you later anyway. You know,
I like the way that sounds, but at the end of the day, you know, it's business. Where's the bigger bag? And the bigger bag obviously is with Canelo. I was always thinking,
don't necessarily like, think that way. Remember that we talk about Billy Joe Saunders so often because he has that other missing piece, Cash. So if you become the IBF champ, you get talked about just as much as Billy.
No, you're right. And I always fall back on, like, I just got to go back, man. I don't want to drop names of fighters that have mentioned this or trainers, but belts don't mean much. And it's the dance. And Daniel Jacobs dancing against an IBF. What do we label Derevchenko? IBF what?
Mandatory.
Contender?
Because he doesn't have the title. Is that like, does the garden fill up behind that? Are there big fight events that week?
It's not a big fight event. It's not. But, right.
Does the media show up deep? Yes. Or do they like, I don't really care?
Yes. All media shows up because Derevchenko is a new, you know, hardcore's darling. And it's not an easy fight. It's not a given fight.
Right. Come on, the game is called prize fighting. Enrique is right. Like, if you're Jacobs, you're trying to go after Canelo more than anything. But it's not happening. We're going to get Triple G Canelo.
Wait a minute, Matt. Let's try and debate this and not have comments put next episode. All right. If you're Jacobs, you got a 6-fight deal. You only went through 2 of those fights. You know, HBO owes you 4. It isn't far fetched to take one of the last 4. Remain 3, use 1 to get a belt. so that the other three you have to try and be undisputed and get the bigger, biggest money fight.
I understand. I understand. But again, you're always going after the biggest check if you're a prize fighter, especially at the top. I think that's just an underlying fact with prize fighting. But again, I think we're getting lost in the weeds. Like, Jacobs is just an ancillary pawn in the negotiation of Canelo Triple G. It's not going to be Jacobs. It's not. He's just a name they throw out. Just like
It's a ploy. It's a ploy where, like, all right, we can always go this way.
But it's like, just like Povetkin is for Joshua Wilder. It's we can always fight that guy. We don't need you.
But they can, though, because look, if Liam Smith did 325 and Khan did 400, maybe 600, fuck, Jacobs at least does 600.
Well, of course they can do that. But the point is, if you're Canelo, you're thinking, do I want to do 600,000 pay-per-view buys with Jacobs or 1.5 million with Triple G?
And then also add into that equation, if you lose, then what happens?
Because it's not like Jacobs is a...
No, I'm saying Canelo. If Canelo, I mean, you know, anything is possible. This is the fight game. You know, somebody can have a bad night.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Jacobs is not an easy fight for Canelo. I'm agreeing with you.
Cool. So I think, so what do you think? Triple G, you're Triple G. You take the 42.5 or you say, nah, I want 45.
Fuck yeah. 42.5%? Hell yeah. The amount of money that is? Come on. You got to take that.
Yeah, for sure. I just think it's been well played on Triple G's side, holding firm and gone in with the 50-50 and then the 45, probably thinking it was going to be somewhere around 35 when it all got done and dusted, and they've come in with 42.5. I think that's
a win
above what they were thinking, and they're going to snap that up. But shout out to the 2018, the year of the 24-hour deadline.
No, they're definitely going to get that. I've been reading some more of the story, and initially it looked like Lawford came to De La Hoya came to Lawford with a 65-35. They countered that with a 55-45. So now to land at 57.5, 42.5, man, you're scraping that up.
That means that's met in the middle. That means Golden Boy said, "All right, you want 55. Yeah. Let's meet in the middle."
Yeah, that's no,
47.5.
Golovkin won the negotiation war. He got what he wanted. And you know, like if you're a Golovkin fan, the silver lining is he also dropped the belt, so he pays less sanction and fees. So overall, pot is bigger take home.
Ooh, is that a slap to the IBF? Does that mean like, yo, you don't mean shit? This is more about the fight than the belt.
It's more like, oh, you want to strip me? Now I'm gonna make a super fight, and you ain't getting no cut.
Ooh. Go get a cut that Dervishenko Jacobs fight.
Ooh. Yeah, see how that pans out for you.
Damn. But, now also, do you guys think that this all is part of the story, all part of the buildup? You know, the whole thing about buildup, let it marinate.
I think this is losing time. We could be talking about the fight actually happening, being made, signed, official date, tickets. Instead, we're talking about clenbuterol not happening, cancellation, possible different opponents, Daniel Jacobs, Dervishenko. There's a lot of deflection happening.
I'm a fallback on all publicity, bad or good, is publicity. And we still have that window, that 8-week time of training and September 15th date. What I'm saying? Which is the independent date. I think we're all on target for that. It could have been the story behind the whole promotion.
That's a great argument. But my counter argument is today's morning show. Eddie Hearn was on his Sky Sports interview saying he only had 11 to 12 weeks to actually put together Wilder versus Joshua in the UK at Wimbledon due to Wilder, holding on to the offer for 4 weeks. So if Matt's favorite promoter, who he thinks is killing the game, can't get it done in 11 to 12 weeks, right? There's no way that Canelo and Gennady could get it done in 8 weeks because June 12th.
They've done it before. The first fight.
July 15th would be 1 month. August 15th would be 2 months. Oh, actually, no, 3 months. They got 90 days.
Right.
Which is the norm.
And they did in their first fight.
My argument this morning was 90 days is the normal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, tennis. They did that literally in their first fight because they made it last minute and they said it half a month earlier than they planned because of Mayweather-McGregor. They literally had less time to promote the first fight and it did 1.3 million pay-per-view buys to 2 million.
Matt, right bro, side.
You don't need it. It's Canelo. You got Canelo on this side. You don't need to promote it. You have Matt, Canelo.
Matt, 8-ball, corner pocket. Yes. Robbie, what's that other? It's Wembley. What's the other name of that?
Cardiff.
Cardiff, yeah. Right? So you said Robbie Hearns wanted, he had it for Wembley, but he also had an option, Cardiff, right? Would Cardiff be his extension, last-minute option to change?
10, 20,000 less people. It goes from
12. Yeah, it's from like 78,000 instead of 90.
Yeah, but that's still a like, well, then maybe we up the tickets an extra $8.
Yeah, maybe. I think the only pros for the Cardiff Stadium, I don't know how it's swung around, but is it's got a closing roof and it can be obviously any time of the year they can shut the roof.
Much more luxurious.
Well, yeah, just not
much higher that. Price ticket.
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, the ticket pricing usually stays roughly the same over here.
You want a fling stink or you want a porterhouse?
Yeah, you're not getting that. I don't know where this went, but
I was just saying, Ness said that you know, there's a deadline with the first arena, and I said, well, he has options. He has the second arena.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, and you know, now you're telling me the second arena has.
This is
the options on the numbers changing. You know how there's so many different numbers on the thumbs up? It could be so many different options. Well, when people hit that, mm-hmm. So they could equate the number of live streams.
Do it with me. I'm 40 right now. 40. Boom.
Is it only 40?
40.
It's only 40.
What the hell? 237 watching?
I flip one day.
That's because y'all guys do it immediately upon. I don't do it. I wait. Oh, 45.
I've gone casual. Yeah. I'm ready for 46. Here we go.
Oh, 46. There you go. Matt hit it as soon as he scheduled.
I did. Do the auctioneer, Cash. Do the auctioneer.
We have 241 and we got a 56. 56. Can we get a 57? Yeah, let's go with the 59. 59 to 36. Total to 59. Oh, 65. Somebody take it up to 66. Going. God.
So, any final thoughts on this before we wrap it up? Take it out to the callers.
I just wanted to say I wonder as well. I think the first event got completely, like, promotionally wise, I think overshadowed by Mayweather McGregor.
Correct.
And it just not completely went unnoticed, but it just suddenly, like, fight week, it was like, oh shit, Canelo Triple G. And now they obviously want a bit more time. And I think looking at how the AJ Wilder fight is going to pan out, I'm really not starting to think it's going to be September anymore. It's going to be later in the year. So they've got the month of September to, it's theirs, I think. So this time around, I think they're better off.
I think that was just Eddie with deflection. You know, if Anthony Joshua Wilder happens in the UK, it doesn't matter if it happens in September because it's not going to be a US pay-per-view. I know we kind of dabbled with that a little bit yesterday, you and I.
Yeah.
You wanted to say something?
But it shouldn't matter at all. Like, they don't conflict. They're different time zones.
Yeah, I know. But he's like, oh, with Canelo, you know, we don't know. I'm telling you, listen, it's to me, you heard my show this morning.
It could be on the same day. It doesn't matter.
Off deflection. I think that he's still going to pull the rug and say Povetkin is there. We got to get rid of this mandatory, but we'll still do a fight with Wilder.
I'm shooting the negativity away. Positive thoughts here, okay? Super fights are being made this year, Ness. Stop hating.
There is no other promoter that is talked about on a daily basis more than Eddie Hearn. He can do what he wants at this point, and that's why he's been doing what he wants.
I mean, that's that billion-dollar tag he has.
Well, that is new, but I guess new and new money go together.
Exactly, but he also had AJ. He also had the Wilder train to jump on and off of all year and the end of last year. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, my final thoughts is that, you know, the money for GGG is well deserved. More of the story. Stick with your word. He did it. And, you know, 60-40 was Manny versus Floyd. Floyd getting the 60. Yeah, I believe Canelo is 60 and or 57.5 and the 42.5 is Triple G. I would say that would be the attendance of the fans. 57 would belong to Canelo and the other half would definitely blown Triple G. What side are you on, Ness?
I'm on a side that, you know.
You the 42.5%? Let's talk.
It's great to be a boxer, bro. You know, it is a difficult job, and not everyone can make it to the mountaintop, but It's projected that Golovkin is going to make $40 million. I mean, a guy coming from a third world country, brother, that's insane. Projected $40 million. He only made $1 million to fight Martirosyan, all right? So that's negotiation right there. You don't want to fucking play ball with me? Fuck you. I go fight Martirosyan. I'll take a little bit of money, but I'm going to make this $40 million one way or another.
I mean,
it's a dollar and a dream, bro. I love it.
You're absolutely right. What is Canelo's projection?
None of my business, but the first fight did generate $1.3 million pay-per-view buys, $27 million in gate. It was the third biggest boxing event in history. So, you know.
What was number one?
Track.
Well, it's the third biggest gate in history, not the third biggest event.
Oh.
You have multiple pay-per-views that did way better than that. Like, you have five pay-per-view buy rates that are more than that. So, it's not true.
So, event, like, name them. Still something to talk about.
Oscar De La Hoya, Mayweather, Canelo Mayweather.
All the normals, Cash. You've been alive for all the big ones. Mayweather really has all the records.
And you know, the three. You said
the record that Mayweather doesn't have, Oscar has, still holds. Or Canelo. Like, it's...
The other two biggest gates, I believe, are Mayweather-Pacquiao, of course, and then I think it's Mayweather-McGregor. I think those three.
So Canelo, Triple G. So Triple G knew damn well. Listen, man, this is three times. This is the third biggest one, man. Whether it be the last of the three or the second, I still own more than that percentage. I'll go somewhere else.
So before we go to the sponsors and callers, Eric Gomez's final quote was about Eddie Hearn. He says, Eddie is anxious to get the fight done for Jacobs, Gomez said. I've made him aware there is a possibility of Golovkin fight because I don't want to mislead him. But we're within striking distance of being able to make a Canelo fight with Jacobs if Golovkin walks away. So, you know, fast car Eddie always being involved in everything now.
Just very quickly, Casual asked you what team you're on. I'm just going to be Team Chivas.
Fuck you, pay me.
Me too.
Well, if you're Team Chivas, you're Team 42.5%.
I'm Team.
That is technically true.
He's not any boxer. He's just Team Check. I like it, Rob. Listen, let's go out to the sponsor before we do. You know the number to call in. If you want to voice your opinion, want to be like Casual, give a couple of, questions and get them answered. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time, or you could be like some of our good folk that add on to Skype by adding Nestor Gibbs, NestorGibbs. Let's do this.
Yeah.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Quickly, Ness, before we go to the callers.
Started all real right. What happened?
I'm sorry. Mr. Boomeringer on the line. I know you sometimes partake in the OG. Maybe you didn't press one. So if you want to call in, make sure you press one. I mean, helping you out.
All right, let's start the show off right. Scorsese, give me that hate, baby.
Really though, I don't know if it's hate, but
speaking to the microphone, baby, let's go.
It's a rematch, and these guys are sort of like, I don't know what am I really? I'm glad they can get paid, no doubt. That money y'all talking about, I'd take it in all five of my pockets. I make an extra pocket to put some of that shit in. But as far as my excitement as a fan, bro, they've gotten overshadowed by the way Wilder talks, the way Joshua carries himself in the ring, and his Wilder's talking has got him in position. Plus, he finally got a good win, no matter how I feel about it. Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford is about to take shit by storm. Probably even the heavyweights up there probably going to have to step aside. That's going to be an American mega fight. They both about to be selling out hometown soon.
Their lawyers ain't even speak to each other, so you jump into conclusions speaking hypothetical and hyperbole.
I'm speaking hypotheticals, but two champions in the division. We know what people want. We know what we want. And it's Terrence Crawford is like Midwest, but they write that with each other. Big 12 conference type shit. I mean, Canelo and Golovkin, they don't even really own no part of the States. Neither one of them dudes really live here, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Hey, bro.
Boxing is global, though.
Try and sell that narrative all you want, the Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, and how people are going to be more, you know, involved in that. But numbers don't lie. And neither one of those guys have done pay-per-views. Canelo and Gennady have.
And Ness, let me get in there. You know what Americans do? And I'm American. You know, I pay, though. But other Americans, you know, we like to, like, find a loophole and not pay for the phone full price or pay.
Streaming?
Yeah, man. You know, Terrence Crawford and yeah, it's beginning. The story has begun. It still needs about another year, yeah, not 90 months. 90 days.
His story already better than Golovkin's.
Nah, this story was.
Tell Terrence Crawford, if the story's already better than Golovkin, tell Terrence Crawford make $40 million.
I told you. I'm glad they can make their money. It ain't
all right,
about
so it ain't the same, then. It ain't on the same level. It ain't on the same level. If you want to use the comparison of the same level, then you got to say Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. They're the only ones getting that type of money.
You already saw them fight before. You saw it. And you didn't just walk away saying, I really need that again. You looking at that other division and you like, damn, if they did make the Jacobs fight, I would be okay. You wouldn't be okay if they made the Jeff Horn fight with old boy, right?
Who's that boy? He's a middleweight?
Wait, hold on. You didn't walk away from Canelo Triple G wanting a rematch?
No, it ain't as popping as it's just not, bro. They just not on – they might be the money people. Canelo's the money person regardless of what he does.
Oh, sign up to patreon.com/.
It's a real fight, bro.
I don't know how you can walk away from that first Canelo Triple G fight and not want them to fight again. That was amazing. Matt,
you want to drive the truck to the next destination fast, or you want to get paid to get to that next destination more than getting there on time? Which one? You want to get paid more. You ain't going to race the truck.
You want to race or what?
Go ahead.
Gave him two answers, then answer.
I thought he ignored me. Said the same thing.
What?
I said the same thing as you said it, literally, but it's okay.
Oh, damn. I didn't know.
You didn't hear me. We're going out to Amin in Jersey.
Wait, man. What the hell?
What? Yes.
Rob, didn't you have something to say?
No, I was just laughing at Casual giving him two questions and then answering them for him.
Because we know the answer. You know, Scorsese just want to make shit up. He knows he's going to tune in and be like, I know Canelo won. You know what I'm saying? If it's another controversial draw.
That's his thing. He always finds a way to hate. So this time, you know, the hate is, this ain't worth a rematch.
And it absolutely is. That's ridiculous.
You know?
Story from Gary, a long time ago.
Hold on, you said.
Come on, man.
The boomerang.
Just like.
Like Buddha Black.
Just like. The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make it sufficient. Everybody needs to give it.
Amin got the kids all in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Call you DJ.
Yeah, I'm gonna make this quick, man.
Go for it.
Call you Daddy.
I stay busy, yo. Yo, for real. That's every day, my nigga. But yeah, listen. Yo, I'm glad that this fight is happening. Is that a legit end around that they did the IBF like that because they didn't want to pay the sanctioning body?
I mean, the IBF was also, you know, they stripped them. They didn't even say nothing. They stripped them.
Your boss fired you, said you're not part of our company.
Because IBF said you got to immediately fight Canelo after Vanez. That didn't happen, so they stripped him.
And not Canelo, Derevchenko.
Oh, yeah, Derevchenko.
So, look, I'm going to end it with this, and I might come back. Listen, that Jacob Derevchenko is a good fight if Canelo and Triple G is going to go down. That's my call. Daddy Daycare out.
Damn, but we were talking about 42.5 versus 57.5. Would you take it or leave it?
Hardcore fans don't give a fuck about percentages, man. That's only us because we on this show trying to be informative. But real fans just care about fights. Anthony in Cincinnati, talk to us.
Okay, Anthony. Thank you for that limp dead air.
The limp cobra.
I'll be that. for 1,000.
Anthony? Bueller?
Bueller. Oh, you hear me now?
Oh, we hear you. I was about to just...
Anthony, how's this every time?
All the time.
Every
he puts the phone down and runs to it. He's like, "Oh shit, they got me!" I sprint to the room.
I was preparing to whoop somebody's ass in the future. You know, doing some sit up, but not thinking of my headphones. But you know, something crazy just happened for the first time. I agree with just about everything Scorsese crazy ass just said.
Uh oh.
I mean, I think he.
So that means you don't care about the fight.
It's not that I care about the fight because I want the fight. I want the fight, but I think what he means, it more or less lost his luster. Like, because before that fight, we was hype. We was like, oh, throw the motherfucking fight.
I'll be honest. It ain't lose his luster for me. I was at the last one. That atmosphere is crazy. The Mexicanas is amazing.
And also, that's not what Scorsese meant. That's not what Scorsese meant. Scorsese is just a hater. Come on.
Yeah, man, you trying to cover up like the Kanye great again
that
type.
Was a crazy event, bro. I'm happy to be part of it. That was crazy.
It looked crazy because I was excited in the motherfucker to watch it. But I just feel like it lost a little bit of luster for
in what sense though? How?
Just the fact that Canelo with this draw shit, he's always got a fucked up scorecard, and then the Klimbuterol shit, and it's just kind of like, there's more exciting shit going on, like just a brewing hype of what.
Nah, I feel that.
What's more exciting?
Brewing hype of other shit. Like now we got Wilder and Joshua. I can give two shits about Canelo Triple G if Wilder Joshua was happening around the same time. It's just like Mayweather McGregor. We don't give a fuck about what Canelo doing until. We see Mayweather fight. Okay, now we can see what Canelo doing. Because, you know what I'm saying? That's what matters.
That's so, not true.
Same way. You don't feel that way?
I mean, that's his flavor, man.
The Canelo Triple G fight was before the Mayweather-McGregor fight, was it not?
But that's what I said, but nobody was thinking.
Oh, which was the...
Mayweather-McGregor was before Canelo Triple G.
Was that in August? And
August 28th.
And then never mind.
About Canelo. We weren't really thinking about Canelo because we had May and Mac coming up. That's what mattered. Then afterwards, he's like, all right.
And that was big as hell.
Yeah, we had a little hangover and shit, emotional bliss. It was a great event, shit, a spectacle. Now we go into the real boxing. But it's just a little different this time, you know. But I'm happy for Triple G because he played hardball, got his little money from Canelo, little cheating ass. So, you know, I'm happy for him. And it kind of, since he lost that belt, it livened up the division a little bit. Now people ready to scrap for that belt, and it's getting a little live. So
my issue with this fight is that Triple G, he just ain't the killer he once was. So it's like he can't even pay Canelo back.
We don't know that.
He can't even get Canelo back for making him get him in the fucking percentage. Like, I'm picking Canelo. First fight, I pick Canelo. Yeah. Watching the fight, I was happy I picked Canelo. So it's like, man.
Second time watching it around, it looked a lot closer than watching it live. I must say that. But I don't know. I might pick G that second time around again.
I would too. I see where Cobra is coming from, but I'm a different person. You know, that's him. He's an individual. That's why we all call different people. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited about this fight as I am excited about AJ and Wilder. So if they both are presented to me on the menu, I'm gonna be like, you know what? Give me the AJ Wilder and give me the Canelo Golovkin. And matter of fact, yo, give me the dessert. Give me Lomachenko versus anybody. Just saying, hashtag.
Just saying.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Helps with the visibility of the show. Gary in Dallas.
So help me out here, right? So if this fight goes down, a Canelo Triple G rematch, it's going to be Mexican Independence Day, right? Which is like the middle of September?
Yeah.
September 15th.
Wouldn't that be on or about the same weekend as the Wilder Joshua fight?
Well, no. Eddie already said it's not happening in that month. He said if it happens before.
Oh, it's not happening.
He said if it happens before Povetkin, it will be October, November. Check the podcast.
Okay. All right. I could have sworn you guys said September. So
you would have known that had you updated the website with the podcast, you would have seen that episode and decided to listen. That was just
you're
a
right.
Shot.
You're,
was
you're right about
shot.
That. I would have.
That was just a shot.
You know, another fact is I called here last week to the fact and said that Jacobs may fight Devchenko and that this was good for the middleweight division to strip Gennady of his belt. And you laughed at me and told me how stupid I was and played the no thing. So,
you
are
want
you
an apology?
Jacobs, Devchenko.
You want an apology?
I just want to
say this.
I'll say this. My authority again.
Listen. I will say this. Keith Conley, who is the manager for both Devchenko and Jacobs, is just no different than Eddie Hearn. He knows by keeping the option available, it strengthens his negotiation power with Gennady and the whole Canelo triangle of sin, because it makes Jacobs, again, you know, more of an option that you got to hurry up and bag because he has another title opportunity. So let's give him the Canelo fight if we're going to give it to him and stop dealing with Gennady. Listen, none of this is finalized.
Let me jump on this, Gary. How does Jacobs Devchenko happening, which looks like it could happen, how does that make the division better by that being for a vacant belt?
Well, no, because now you got another player, bro.
But
let me answer that question. Give me a moment and I'll answer that question. Because that's a good fight. Like, I picked Jacobs, but I could see Devchenko winning that fight. That's a real good fight. You wouldn't get that fight at all. Eddie Hearn would never put Jacobs in with Devchenko if there wasn't a title on the line. So now you're getting a fight that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise, right?
That's not better for the division. That is better for Jacob. You have yet to say how it's better for the division. You say it's better for Jacobs. That's great. It is better for Jacobs. It makes sense for Jacobs. But how is it better for the division that we now have a more fractured hierarchy?
Okay.
We praise Crawford for being undisputed, but now we applaud Triple G for being stripped of a belt? It's weird.
No, I applaud the IBF for doing the right thing, right? The IBF, and this is probably before you were even alive, because I know you're like 22, but the IBF got a lot of
I can read regulations, and I can be younger than those regulations and still say it's stupid, Gary. So, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't not to be for being here. I just didn't know if you were aware of all the trouble the IBF went through.
I read the regulations because it's my job.
Now that... Okay, I'm not questioning
Matt,
that.
Emotional.
Mr. Chimney, my ass. Gary, you've yet to say how it's better for the division.
Yo, you've yet to let him finish.
I will answer the question if you give me a moment to answer the question.
I've given you several moments, Gary.
I've
given you several moments, Gary.
No, Gary, had you updated the podcast?
No, you cut me off every time.
Gary, had you updated the podcast this week, I would have continued to give you more time after the bell. Since you have not, you're punching after the bell, Gary. I got to get to other callers. Let me get to the 212-725. But Gary, you know I love you, and I just want you to. I do apologize. If the fight happens, just because Keith is being slick, doesn't mean that the fight's happening at all. You know what I'm saying? He's just saying that he's available.
Or that's better for the division.
We don't know. What would Andre Rozier do, you know? Is he really going to not train one guy? Like, we don't know. This is
digressing. 212, first-time caller.
212-725, or your first-time caller, if so.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Suleiman Escala.
What up?
Good evening. Listen, man, I'm very happy this fight is also being made. Triple G.
Well, it's a 24-hour deadline. 24-hour deadline. It's not being made. 24-hour deadline. Gennady has 24 hours to accept.
It's going
to
be made. And I hope Triple G gets to finish the job this time and finishes him and moves on from that. And after that, takes on the number one apex predator in the division, which is Charlo. I want to see him against Charlo after he knocks this guy out.
They might want to go for fight number three, though.
I want to see Charlo, too.
Yeah, we all do.
Because after he pulls up, it's going to build momentum. If he knocks out Canelo in a spectacular fashion, he dispatches him and dismantles him like a Terence Crawford-like style.
Yeah, but you know he's not going to do that.
He can move on.
He said he dispatches him.
What you mean? Whoa.
He loses shots. He's slow.
Whoa. What you mean? Why not? Because he took his best punch already and he couldn't do it because he hasn't got a knockout in his last.
The guy's very slow, bro.
I don't know. Last two fights against
very slow
competition and because he's getting older.
Bernard was old. I don't fall on that.
Vonis Matarosian in second round.
Vonis Matarosian is a 54-pounder. 54-pounder that's never been on an A level.
It was off for like 2 years.
I saw his Canelo.
Suleiman, tell him. You can tell him, Suleiman.
I want to see Charlo and Triple G. I want to see the two apex fighters fight for the title of who's the apex.
But if Canelo beats Triple G, how is he an apex fighter?
He's not gonna beat him. Come on, man.
I mean, Apex don't always stay on top. So
you know, half the panel, Suleiman, thinks Canelo won the first fight, right?
Not me.
I didn't say you. I said half the panel.
You did say half. Robbie doesn't either.
He lost the fight.
I did not say Robbie. I said half.
You either.
I thought Canelo won the first fight.
You thought Triple G won an immediate reaction.
Reaction, yes. And then I watched it again. Canelo won.
You watched it again. So if you were a judge, you don't have that moment to watch again.
I ain't a judge.
You would have judged and picked.
Am I a judge? Was I getting a check for being a judge?
At that moment, you were a judge.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were.
No, because I wasn't getting paid.
At that moment, we walked away saying Triple G won.
Suleiman's call, yeah?
Yeah, it was Suleiman's call. Go ahead, Suleiman. You all
yo,
done?
You guys have a great evening, man. That's enough. I just wanted to say my point, man. Yo, Ness, man, I think you should get more panelists, man. You should expand, man. Get more panelists for the morning shift, man.
Who you recommending?
You know what I'm saying?
Who you recommending?
Me, myself. Suleiman the Scholar, me.
I got
my own podcast.
You got what? Mm-hmm. Let me hear it.
I got my own YouTube channel. I'm building it up, and I got the skills too. You know what I mean? And I've been watching this boxing for a minute. Give us a chance.
Send me the link to your YouTube channel, brother.
Suleiman, you follow me? TBV _ casual fan.
Yeah, send me your link.
You can follow me, Suleiman Aya Scott. Suleiman Aya Scott, professional boxing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, send me the link, though. All right, brother? You the man. Let's head out to Ernest in Huntsville, Alabama. Bomb squad!
Of course, by default.
What's up, fellas? You know what? I've been thinking about, Triple G getting stripped and everything. And I think there's a way to avoid this if the sanctioning bodies, the so-called sanctioning bodies, would just make one person number one across the board. Let me give you a quick example, couple examples. 1991, Evander Holyfield versus Mike Tyson. Holyfield had the belt. They had the WBO wasn't around then, so they had the big three. You know who was number one in all three? Mike Tyson. Fast forward, 1992, Holyfield's the champ. You know who was number one across the board? WBA, WBC, and IBF, Riddick Bowe. You can alleviate all this stripping by just making one guy number one across the board. Canelo could have been number one across the board as far as sanctioning bodies, challenging Triple G.
Yeah, the problem is that
do like they used to do.
The problem is that with that is how are you going to get the company that owns the IBO and the IBF and the WBA and the WBC to all decide on one belt? How are you going to get them to shut their company down, which is now a business that gets anywhere between 3% and 10% of certain purses for certain fights? Like it'll never happen. It's too late.
They were getting 3% and 5% back then, and I don't count the IBO. I don't count the IBO.
Ernest, that cannot happen internally.
Today,
Ernest, that cannot happen internally. It would have to take government oversight to change that. It would have to take some sort of regulation from the government to change these sanctions. Yeah. And that's not happening because all these
They didn't need government regulation in 92.
But it was run differently back then. Like, the sanctioning bodies are a continuation from the mob in the 50s and 40s, man. Like, it's just something different. Like, to credit Georgie, he is right in a sense about the mafia. Like, These guys think differently. They do. It's a money system. It's a money scheme.
It's not a money system. I mean, it is a money system, but it's a play on the mind of the fighter. See, every fighter wants to be a champion. So regardless of what you think of the IBO or the WBF, there's so many different other sanctioning bodies that people still pay fees for, still fight for, because everyone wants to be a champion. And they're all a stepping stone to a more recognizable belt, to a better ranking, to a different status. It's part of the game, unfortunately.
But that was the same thing in 92. You're making the exact argument of 1992.
Okay,
and you still had one person across the board who was number one.
What happened in 92? You keep saying 92, and there's no way, listen to me, there's no way in 92 all these belts existed.
Because no, they did. They did all exist. They did all exist.
Three of them. No. They did all exist. I'm saying that you're undisputed today based on four major belts. You're undisputed in 92 based on three major belts.
But Ernest,
number one across the board.
All right, but what's your argument?
Quickly, Ernest, it's quite possible nowadays for a fighter to be sanctioned in every sanctioned body and to be ranked in the same spot. They have to pay for that. You pay for ranking. It's a known thing.
After the bell, though, call back in.
You pay back.
Oh, punching after the bell, baby.
And Riddick Bowe paid all the sanctioned bodies to be ranked in them, and he got to the number one position. There wasn't this, deal between these sanctioned bodies to make this guy the number one. It was all individually mandated that way, and you brought up two coincidences where it happened. You know, the system has never implemented anything to make it consistent from one sanctioned body to the other. The system has actively tried to not do that.
Well, Ernest, we give everybody 3 minutes per call, and those that want more are usually boomerang status, which looks like Amin is back. After we get to Amin and his status, we will be flipping a drive-by, dropping down to 1 minute. This is a spontaneous show. Plus, we have more work that needs to be done. Amin, talk to me. Amin going once, twice, three times your route. 323-494. 323-494. First time caller. Three, two, three, four, nine, four. First time caller?
Yeah.
Your name?
My name is Edwin.
Edwin, where are you calling from, my friend?
Los Angeles.
Edwin from Los Angeles. We're talking Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin. You got a minute. Go.
I just want to give my thoughts on the fight, you know, on the negotiations and all that. I feel like Triple G should take the 42% that they're giving him, you know. I feel like he's not going to get nothing better than that. I mean, Canelo, there's a lot of arguments, you know, that the 35%, 65% was not fair. I think even that was fair, you know, because I mean Canelo is clearly the A side, even though he doesn't have the belt, but he's the one that sells more, you know.
Can't disagree with anything you said, Edwin.
Yeah, I was sitting next to you guys on the Triple G fight.
Well,
you guys,
in the Vanes?
Yeah, the Vanes and Triple G.
Why you ain't say what's up, Edwin? What kind of friend are you?
What sneakers you had on? That's how I recognize people through their sneakers.
I had some off-white Vapor Max.
Yeah, we saw you. Ness, I was like, yo, them sneakers is hot. And you were like, nah, they ain't my style. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
You was to our left. We were to your right. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Look at Casual.
Yeah. Yo, I told you.
This Cleo face.
All right, Edwin, what's
up? I recognize you through your sniffers. Yeah. This guy's like a dog. He's sniffing.
That was like Rain Man, but instead of toothpicks, it was fucking sneakers.
Nikes.
Love you, brother. Next time, you got to say what's up, man. What's up with that, brother? Come on. Que pasa, Holmes?
Yeah, man. You swagged out.
Ever, baby. You got to say what's up.
Shout out to the,
you already know.
Never to casual's fucking foot fetish.
Nah, I remember because he said what's up, like through like throwing up a hand gesture, like yo, what's up? And I just thought like he gotta know the show. And then I was like, yo, Ness, you like them sneakers? I like them shits. He was like, nah, that ain't my style. I was like, well, too bad for you. I would rock those. Boom. So I just jumped to conclusion
that why you ain't take a picture with him?
Cause I'm not that type of person to be like, yo, let me.
You was trying to take a picture with that other dude, that intern, though. Let me go out to Nick.
Not at all.
Nikki, why every time Nikki calls in, I just want to start singing, hey, Nikki, you're so fine. Is it Nikki? How's that song go?
No, it's Mickey.
Oh, it's Mickey. Fuck.
I wanted to be like, Nikki, jump. Get a guy.
Okay, Nikki, so you don't want to talk. We're going to move on. A, B, C, you're out. We're going to the 843-834.
What's good?
What's up?
What's
this?
What's good, fellas?
What's good?
First time caller.
Uh-oh. Okay. Where you calling in from, my friend?
D, calling from South Cackalack. Charleston.
D.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's it. Huge supporter of Triple G. He needs to take this offer and go ahead and seal this deal. I didn't make it to the first one. I knew there was going to be a rematch regardless. So I'm going to definitely make it out to this one. I can't wait, man. He needs to go ahead and accept that. I figured he deserved at least 40, you know. So I'm glad he got it to 40. He's go ahead and accept that. Real quick, man, while you got me on here, though, they ain't to fight Wilder next, man. They could fight Povetkin next, man. That fight, watch what I say, man. They could fight Povetkin next.
I don't know, D, man. We're talking Canelo. But... we'll see, you know.
Joshua Wilder's happening next. Come on, people. Stop hating. Put positive thoughts out there. Speak it. Receive it. Whatever the fuck Wilder says, do that. Okay? The fight's going to happen.
Speak it. Believe it. Receive it.
Yes, exactly. Stop putting out the negative energy in the universe that the fight is not going to happen.
Nez, you totally slipped up with all this. You should have been saying, want it, offer it, duck it. I thought you'd have gone with something like that.
Nah, man, because I'm not Mr. Negativity, bro. At the end of the
day,
fight.
Yeah, definitely. But is this final thoughts? I can hear the outro. So yeah, final thoughts from me.
Final thoughts from you.
Yeah, bed, from me.
Pillow.
Huh?
I said bed, pillow.
Yeah, maybe. Well played, Triple G. Your team. You've done a great job here, getting 42 and a half. It was actually half of the panel, Matt, because I thought Triple G won it. So,
yeah, exactly. Me and Ness Nella won it, and you and Ricky think Triple G won it.
Yeah, thank God we don't need Doomy to put a vote in to decide this. But we looks like we're likely going to get a second super fight this year. So 2018 is shaping up pretty well now. But yeah, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at UKRobTBV. Hit me up. Could do with some followers. Catch up with some of these guys. But yeah.
I'm Matt the Hipster. You can find me at MattHunterTBV on Twitter and Instagram. My MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, on all platforms. And final thoughts on the fights happening. Like a week ago, I was all negative. I was putting out the negative thoughts in the universe that we weren't going to get any super fights this year. And I was wrong. We're getting both. So, I mean, just get hyped. It's happening. And make sure you subscribe, hit that like button, and tell a friend about the show. Peace.
Hitting the like button in future, present, past. always helps with the visibility of the show. Don't forget, this is a fan-driven show, so your patronage over on patreon.com/theboxingvoice is always greatly appreciated, as it keeps the lights on and keeps all these fine gentlemen helping with great content, which we have tons of. Do not forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/theboxingvoice and youtube.com/Nestor Gibbs, the backup channel. Tons of content here and on theboxingvoice.com. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO.
Exactly. And Matt, you thought Triple G won on instant immediately after the
fight. No, I thought he won off Hennessy. Let's not forget that. Sorry, Chivas. Oh, Chivas. Sorry. My bad. Chivas.
I mean, it could mix up, but okay. If you were a judge, you would have gave the fight to Triple G.
If I was a judge, yes. I would have been 100% disbarred, so to speak.
Okay. Well, anyway, my name is Enrique Church. You can follow me on Instagram at Fight Talk. My YouTube channel is TBV_casual fan, as is my Twitter, TBV_casual fan. I also have a Patreon page. It is patreon.com/boxingfanapparel. Go check me out, boxingfanapparel.com. And my final thoughts is, yes, again, I'm going to say it. Immediately after reading the headline that there is a deadline, 57.5%. And Triple G getting 42.5. I was like, yes, applaud Triple G. You stuck with your gun. You said, meet me in the middle when they came back. And you got it, 42.5. I expect the agreement to be, yes, I take my seller, buyer, whatever the guy is, my opponent's terms fully. And let's get it on. Yes.
Question of the century goes for Rob. Does DAZN try to buy this fight? even though the report already said HBO pay-per-view is the offer.
Yeah, that was a good joke, Ness. That was a good one.
I mean, DAZN, they still can make an offer, you know.
Ness, I got a soundbite for that.
That's actually hilarious.
That was good. That was good.
That's funny.
But no, but make sure you get the DAZN for AJ Wilder. Okay.
The DAZN app's gonna cost $20. Bye bye.